All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. On the line, my good friend, our guest is Joe McNally. He is an award-winning journalist, radio personality, and you know, he lives in sunny Charlottesville, Virginia, and and clearly he doesn't know anything about Republicans because he was just taken to the woodshed by CJ.
You know, it really doesn't do much good to talk to those people.
I know.
It just doesn't. You know, they have no idea what is going on in Milwaukee. Whoever he is, and wherever he is, I can't remember, you may have introduced him from somewhere. You know, the truth of the matter is, urban schools have problems, but there is so much good teaching going on today, you wouldn't believe it. There are better teachers today than there ever were in my youth.
I know, but Joe, I don't want CJ to take us off of what we were talking about, and that's the inherent danger that people like him causing. And you know, it would be all right if he was alone in that way of thinking. You know what I mean, Joe?
Yeah, I mean he doesn't even know what he's saying. He's basically saying that there's something wrong with black people. In cities, you know, because there are a lot of black people together, and because teaching is difficult, in any time you've got people with multiple problems in their lives, including violence, including poverty, including just putting food on the table, and things like that. There are so many things going on in their lives. They all that people have to deal with.
I know, but Joe, I didn't want to get.
To me, I'm inspired by the people.
I know, but Joe, I didn't want CJ to take us on that odyssey. We're talking about Republicans, the inherent danger.
The lies, and the distortions, and the refusal to accept reality. When I've said before that, you know, I know Republicans that are intelligent and know what's going on, but the fact that they aren't speaking out, the fact that they aren't standing up to people like that, who are just blurting out made up statistics, and they believe them, and you cannot have a viable country where no one can agree on facts. We have to know what's going on in our country. To say that you shouldn't teach about racism in schools because it makes people hate each other, no, it doesn't. It makes people realize what this country can be and should be if we start caring about each other. And there's no more important time right now. And I know we're going to talk about the horrors in the horror in Texas and in New York. There's no more dangerous time right now to be spreading pure hate and racism that they start doing every time they start saying, well, look at how bad things are in cities where there are lots of black people and they elect Democrats. They elect Democrats because Democrats are the only ones who care about not being openly racist. The Republican Party used to use code words to go after white supremacists at the polls. Now they don't even use code words anymore. Donald Trump used some of the oldest racist cliches. Telling black people they need to go back where they came from when they were born in this country. It just appalls me that he was allowed to say those things out loud And white supremacists, including violent white supremacists, the Proud Boys and
the Boogaloo Boys.
Now they openly campaign to get those people to join their party. And even when those people chase them through the halls of the Capitol of the United States to murder them, some of them now, when I say, I know that Republicans know better, but some of them are afraid to speak out. They're afraid to speak out about the racists in their own party because they are afraid they will be murdered by them. Because these people do have guns, and these people do use them, and these people, they stockpiled weapons outside Washington, D.C. on January 6th because they believed there was a possibility Donald Trump would deputize them to come in and stop the election. They really did. The Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers, the other wild ones, they are being federally prosecuted for a seditious conspiracy to violently overthrow the government, and they had stockpiled weapons to bring in that day if Donald Trump told them.
So Joe, hang on a second. We've got the callers have been waiting. Hey Tom, what's going on? Tom from L.A. Sorry about the wait, man. Go ahead.
That's right. First off, we the people are the government, and that's including CJ. CJ, see, that's the difference. We actually say that we are all the government. You would say it's just the right wing. I wish that I could have a conversation with CJ, because a couple questions I would ask him is, can we agree on the fact that money in politics is the problem on both sides of the aisle? And that because of the conservative Supreme Court and the Citizens United is what put this whole thing on steroids. Also, I'd like to know where his source that he says daily of 85% of people can't read past the third grade in Milwaukee.
He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about, but go ahead.
I know. We have to tie him down and ask him where it is that his source is.
Fox News.
Then he will be disqualified. And that's the other thing. Fox is not news. Fox is a brand. They're actually not in the world of news. That is their brand, News. They don't meet the standards of news. Yes, they don't meet the standards of news. They should actually be called Fox Opinion is what they should be called, just like MSNBC is not called news either. They're not news. Republicans in power and Republicans that are on that right wing are the party of death. They are the death party is who they are. Income disparity is the reason why we're having all of the issues. And someone like CJ, who probably makes $60,000 a year and wants to follow Jeff Bezos off a cliff, should realize that wouldn't it be nice if Jeff Bezos paid the same amount of taxes?
He's quoting Elon Musk, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah, exactly. Someone that doesn't pay any taxes. Someone that doesn't pay taxes at all. And he loves the fact that, I guess, the billionaire class don't have to pay their same rate as we, the middle class, do. And one last thing. I am not a proud boy. I am a proud man. The day I came out of the closet. Happy Pride Month.
Hey, thank you very much for the call, Tom. I really appreciate it. You know, Joe, I don't know if you even want to waste the time, but CJ wants to, he's called back. I don't know if there's even, if it's even worthy of having a dialogue or a conversation. What's your thought?
I'll answer one question.
All right. So, okay, CJ, put him on. CJ, Joe has given you a reprieve. Go ahead. That's
well,
a fact.
Something
that you wouldn't get on conservative talk radio. That's a fact.
Actually, Rush Limbaugh used to put that.
Oh, man, listen, don't come up with that. Listen, if you were fortunate enough to even make it onto Rush Limbaugh, if you got a minute, that's what you got. So don't even.
Go ahead. But here's the thing, I guess. If my percentages are wrong.
Your percentages are wrong. I live in Milwaukee. I'm a black man that lives in Milwaukee. Listen, man. I'm a black man that lives in Milwaukee. Your percentages are wrong.
Okay, what are your percentages?
Listen, I don't have to give you my percentages.
What are the percentages of grow up in fatherless home? White and black.
Hey, well, listen, man. Joe McNally wanted to, you know, have a...
I really had enough of CJ.
Okay, all right.
CJ, I want to tell you this. I grew up in a father's home, okay? I mean, seriously, I've had enough.
All right, okay. That's it. You know, Joe... He is the kind of guy, and I don't want to even wind up focusing on him, but it's what he represents. And these other conservatives who right now in our state, there's this debate and argument. They're still trying to push for Donald Trump to somehow, you know, the election to be overturned. And this argument and the money that's being wasted is because Republicans feel like they feel like there was some inadequacies that took place. They have no proof, but they feel. And so because of what they feel, we've got to go through all this, Joe?
Yeah.
I mean, based on their feelings? Come on.
No. In America, we base the vote outcome on the vote. We count the votes. They're trying to elect people to count the votes who will lie.
Okay, Joe, we got to go to a break. Hold the thought. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You text us that same number. My guest is Joe McNally, award-winning journalist and radio personality all the way from sunny Charlottesville, Virginia. Let's go back to the phone lines. And Jackie, quickly, how are you doing? You say what?
Hey, Joe. Thanks for being on. CJ prompted me to call because he brought me back to a psych class I took once. And it was this one class was on brainwashing, and that seems to be what's happening because what their point was, once you're brainwashed on something, it's impossible to use critical thinking. You just can't. And CJ laughs at, you know, January 6th. He laughs about violence. And the other thing I wanted to say was Walker was the one that destroyed the teachers. My sister's a teacher. And they, you know, took away their pay, took away their rights. I don't get why he doesn't see the fault in any Republican there is.
Well, so let me say this. Number one, it's not just CJ, the individual. He represents just large swaths of people in this country who think just like him. And that's the inherent danger. The danger is not from CJ. He's one guy. But it's all these other people who think just like him, that create the danger that we've got to overcome. Hey, Jackie, thank you. Go ahead, quickly.
I was just going to say, but he is representing everybody that thinks like that, and there's way too many of them.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much for the call. Joe, I want to say, before we, election workers are under attack. Can you imagine where we are, Joel, in this society? That people, election workers, what crime did they commit? That people are threatening their lives, Joel. Huh?
And when you say they're under attack, the thing is, they're not just being criticized. Their lives are being threatened. Their lives are being threatened. And that is true of everyone who disagrees with them. I mean, seriously, this is not, everyone kind of complains when someone uses this phrase, but there's been a lot of complaints that Joe Biden should stop saying, this is not America. But I really do think this is not America. If we can't disagree with each other, without threatening the lives of the other side. That is not a civilized society. Just the things that happened in Texas and in Buffalo, that is not a civilized society. To murder multiple children, to murder multiple adults based on their race, to murder multiple black and brown people because they're either black or brown, that is not America. And to justify it or to stand up for it or to refuse to stop it by there are discussions going on right now in the Congress of the United States about military assault rifles and whether they should be openly sold in America. No, they shouldn't. They shouldn't. And in every country that has had a mass murder has said so and has banned them or bought them back and melted them down. We cannot continue to live in a country that justifies murder, murder of little children, where they 10 years ago we had 20 little children murdered. 10 years later we had 19 little children murdered, and we still haven't gotten to the reason they were murdered. They were murdered because a mass murderer was allowed to buy a military weapon that shoots hundreds of rounds of ammunition within minutes. 4 minutes was how long it took the murderer in Uvalde to shoot hundreds of rounds of shots at those children. They were wiped out. They were obliterated. There are people who have said, you know, we really should show the pictures of that.
Yeah, they were torn apart.
Because they were torn apart. And if anyone saw the pictures of those, they would vote against allowing those weapons to be sold to anyone in America, which is the way they're sold right now. Well, guess what? I think it's even worse than that. I think if we showed those pictures, Republicans still would not vote to ban those weapons.
That's correct.
If the fact of those kids being slaughtered and obliterated so that they could only be identified by DNA taken from their parents, if that fact doesn't make Republicans abolish those weapons, nothing will. So you know what? In the vote in November and in the vote in every election after that, we have to vote out of office any Republican who will not ban those weapons, because those weapons have no business being sold anywhere in any civilized country.
Joe, I can tell.
And in most civilized countries, they are not.
I can tell by the emotion, and I know you, just mentioning that brings back up, you know, what transpired. Yeah. And that should be for everyone. And yet, there are people who will stand up and say to you, in the face of that, you're taking away my constitutional right, my Second Amendment right. So, and I say to those people, so your Second Amendment right is more important than the lives of second graders, Joe? Is that what they're saying?
They're saying something like that. But what is even worse than that is the Second Amendment does not say
that
is their right. The Second Amendment says that no law should be made to end a regulated militia. A regulated militia is not an unregulated militia. A regulated militia is not one where you're allowing anyone who wants to kill 20 children at a time. There's nothing regulated about that. That is just not a decent thing for anyone to support. There is no constitutional right for a mass murderer to buy a military assault weapon, which is intended to be used on the battlefield in a time of war to kill hundreds of human beings. There's no purpose to those weapons except to kill hundreds of human beings. You don't have to shoot a target hundreds of times if you're a sportsman. And you sure don't need to shoot a deer hundreds of times. If you do, you're a shot who shouldn't be out in the woods.
Right.
And police officers who are outgunned on our streets, responsible gun owners who are embarrassed to be associated with mass murderers, none of those people want to be associated. The overwhelming majority of Americans do not want those rifles to be sold, and they should not be sold, and they should never have been sold. And you know what? They're not just sold, but they're marketed. And they're right now being marketed to exactly who is buying them. That 18-year-old in Uvalde, Texas,
right,
or the 20-year-old at Sandy Hook in Newtown, Connecticut. Those kids are being marketed to. That 18-year-old in Uvalde bought two AR-15s on his 18th birthday.
Hey Joel, hang on, we got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Joe McNally is on the line. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Joe McNally, all the way from sunny Charlottesville, Virginia. And you know, Joe, we're talking about, and it's unfortunate, what is happening in this country, and it is a dangerous, dangerous time in this country, because at a time when we all need to be pulling together, because we're facing some tough times ahead. There's no question there are going to be some tough times. It doesn't matter who the president of the United States is going to be. It's going to require that this nation and the people of the nation understands a couple things, Joel. Number one, our country is not, the world is not inside America. America is inside the world. And, yeah. And this thought that we have, especially from people on the right, that we can stand alone, we want things the way they used to be, and so if you don't agree with us, this is basically how Republicans are, what they're saying now, Joe. If you don't agree with us, we're what's right. What we say is what matters. It doesn't matter what the rest of you think. We're Republicans, we're conservatives, and we've got all the answers. And so
this is our
country and nobody else's.
And there's nothing conservative about that, by the way. That is not a conservative belief that only one group should control everybody else.
Right.
That is the way the country was built. When I say the history of our country should be taught in our schools, we should know that when this country was founded, the great thing is, some beautiful language was written into our Constitution and into our Declaration of Independence, including the sentence from the Declaration of Independence written by Thomas Jefferson, which was badly phrased.
And who himself was flawed.
That all men are created equal, endowed with inalienable rights, including life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And I used to teach I teach a course at UWM called Race and Public Policy, and that phrase was what one of the phrases that this country was founded on. And I used to tell them, you know, don't believe anybody who tells you that. You know, that phrase, all men, referred to everybody. Because it didn't refer to women, obviously, and it didn't refer to all men either. It didn't refer to black men who were in this country.
And you know what, Joe? Black people know that.
Yeah, they do, and white people don't seem to know.
I know.
What that is a beautiful phrase.
It is,
and it has now been expanded. And you know who expanded it? The U.S. Supreme Court. The U.S. Supreme Court said that doesn't just refer to men, that really means that everyone. Okay. And so, after the Civil War, they passed the 14th Amendment saying that basically that referred to African Americans as well, or Africans who had been brought to America, that they shared in the equality of our democracy. But it wasn't just then women. It wasn't until 1920 that women got included in that. They didn't have the right to vote or any other citizenship rights until 1920. It was because women had worked for decades to get recognition that our democracy included them. And now our current Supreme Court is going to take that away from them, of course, because their decision is coming out this month that they have no constitutional right to decide how to live their lives and to make decisions about their own bodies or their own lives or their own careers. But the Supreme Court through the years has recognized that those constitutional rights that make up democracy should be shared by everyone in our country. Voting rights, they're now even, Republicans are trying to destroy them.
But Joe,
they're going to allow individual states to come up with their own voting
rights.
Joe,
at the root of all of this is the fact that Republicans want to go back to those times.
White men only with money. Because all white men couldn't have any rights.
That's correct.
The original version either, because only if you were wealthy enough to own
landowners, right?
You have citizenship rights.
But that's the inherent danger, Joel.
That is not our country. That is not America. We are a very diverse nation racially. We're very diverse economically. We're very diverse gender wise. And you can't strip away and return white supremacy just because Republicans want it and they're willing to use their guns to get it. That is not America, and the democracy is under attack, and the only protection we have to protect democracy
is the vote.
Is to go to the polls and vote out people who don't believe in democracy.
You know, Joe, and because of what you just stated, these people are so inherently dangerous. They understand that, and so what are they doing? Everything within their power to take away that. Okay.
Yes.
What bothers me the most, Joe, is, and I've said this many times, but the internal danger in this country from these people, and they're willing, Joe, to do whatever it takes. They don't care. They are going to overthrow the government if they don't
tried.
Get their way.
They,
yes,
they tried. They actively tried, and they're under after being encouraged by the president of the United States, who had just been defeated, who told them to go to the Capitol and take it back for him. That is the country they want, and that's the country that they are willing to kill people and beat people in order to get. And that's not the country none of us. No decent person wants to live in. And when you go back to the complaint you always had about me with saying, well, you say there's still decent Republicans. There are decent Republicans, but they're indecent right now because they refuse to do anything to turn their own party around.
Joe, let's go
and
to
they,
the...
You know, they know how dangerous it is.
Let's go
they
to the phone lines. Joe, let's see who's on the... Who we have on the line, Sam?
Bill from Oconomowoc.
Hey, Bill, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hey, I can't believe how you keep raising the bar higher and higher every day, Earl. And I'm glad you've got your guest on today. I've heard him speak many times. Here's my point, and I'll just hang up after saying it. The FBI recognizes right-wing terrorists as the biggest internal threat to our country.
True.
Right-wing terrorists.
True.
So with the midterm elections, and I'm going to steadfast in them, I'm already talking to them, I'm asking all the Republicans, are you going to protect children or guns? Tell me which one so I know how to vote. Because that's the vote that will sever them from our political situation. Because if they say anything other than children, they're done. They're finished. Americans aren't that stupid. They are, but the American public isn't. 90% of Americans want to ban assault rifles. I think concealed carry, you got to have insurance and 40 hours of class every year and have a license to carry the gun, and then God be with you. You know, you got your gun and all that. So we're not taking away your Second Amendment rights, but their problem is they want rights and no responsibility. I'll hang up and hear what you guys have to say, and both of you have a great day.
Hey, thank you, Bill. Joe?
Thank you, Bill. That is terrific. That's the point of view everyone should take on an election, period. I mean, we have to protect democracy. You know what? The other day when Joe Biden gave his televised address to the nation about guns and the situation, the most shocking thing he said, and it should shock everyone in America, was that guns are now the number one killer of children in the United States of America. Over the past two decades, more school-aged children have died from guns than on-duty police officers and active-duty military combined.
Wow.
Combined. Over that is unbelievable. An unbelievable statistic to me, and it should be unbelievable to every American that guns are actually killing more children than automobile accidents or any diseases or anything else, that guns are taking more children's lives. And there is no decent American who supports that. And if Republicans support that, they are lying when they say they are decent Americans, because they're not. That is not a sustainable democracy, to kill your own children. And there's no that as Joe Biden also said, it's got nothing about taking away anyone's rights, because what takes away people's rights is going to the grocery store, going to church, going out in public to a mall, and being shot and killed. That is destroying the freedom of all of us to go about our daily lives in a safe and protected way. As long as madmen have access to guns that can fire hundreds of rounds of bullets at any human being they want, madmen are going to rule.
Hey, listen, Joe, well said. Hold the thought. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. Joe McNally is his name. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Joe McNally is my guest. And you know, Joe, it would be, if we were just talking about one or two things that the Republicans were, you know, mucking up, it would be different. But even since when did the president of the United States get such little respect as what they give to Joe Biden? And so Joe Biden did not create all the confluence of things that are going on now in this country, Joe. And to blame one man who's been in office for less than 2 years for all of the issues and problems that have occurred in this country, and to talk and treat the presidency, the man, the president of the United States, it goes back to what the way they treated Barack Obama, and now the way they treat, Joe Biden with disdain.
And the other thing is, and I have to blame the media for this some too. Every time I read a story about what's going on in the country today, and every month reports are coming out about the economy of the United States. And do you know that for ever since Joe Biden has been in office,
all the jobs that
we have created more jobs,
right,
in a shorter period of time than has ever happened in the United States of America. Every month, we are creating hundreds of thousands of jobs. You remember how long it took after the so-called Great Recession, which was the worst economic time you and I went through.
2008.
Since the Great Depression. And it took 6 years for that Great Recession for the country to recover from the Great Recession. Barack Obama wasn't responsible for that, but George Bush was responsible for it. But it took 6 years of building back the country to recover from the damage done under the Republicans under their previous president. In less than 2 years, we have recovered from the incredible damage that Donald Trump did the economy, that shut down the entire economy because he was totally ignorant about how to even get the vaccines out to Americans that they needed to end the pandemic that had closed down the entire economy. He kept lying about it. Even though both parties, this was an example of both parties coming together in a time of crisis. The Democrats and Republicans funded rapid development of the vaccine to end the pandemic. But then after Donald Trump, it was created in rapid fire, the fastest we have ever developed a vaccine in our history under Trump. He didn't know how to get it distributed to people around the country. In fact, he didn't want to have anything to do with it because people would criticize him, because how long it might take. So he made all the governors figure out what to do about it. And meanwhile, he's discouraging people from getting vaccinated, for God's sake. And the Republican Party did the same thing. Because they have always wanted to attract any fringe group, any right wing fringe group, and the anti-vaxxers were actually controlling his party, and he didn't want to get out there and lead vaccinations, and he still isn't getting out there to lead vaccinations. And Republican Party is still trying to discourage
Joe. For heaven's sakes, there are people dying all around you. They're trying to make us wear a mask. How do you even? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
These are the people we're talking about, Joe.
Yeah, Yes, yes.
And the fear, well, we want, they're making our children wear masks, people dying like flies everywhere.
Yeah.
And yet there are people who are supporting that crazy talk.
Yes. And they're called Republicans.
Yes.
and we cannot allow that disdain for life in America to control our country. We really can't. And every election we have to vote on that. We have to vote to get rid of the people who are spreading ignorance and violence and danger in our country. And that is on the ballot in every single election. It's certainly on the ballot in November.
You know, Joel, you and I have seen a lot of elections, and they're all important. But I got to tell you, I can't think of one in our lifetimes as important as where we are now. You know, it's only been a few years that you've taken this away from Republican rule. And now, for heaven's sakes, to think we're going to turn around and give it back to them, they haven't done anything to deserve leadership of this nation.
And you know what? They're not promising to do anything either.
That's right.
They talk about inflation, but they do not have any plan to stop inflation. Joe Biden is working every day to try to do things to come up with, you know, turning this economy around and to affect the prices. At the same time, we know that he's got a war going on
that he didn't create.
And that he's not going to put troops into, but he has started an economic war against Russia to stop it, and the American people support him in that role. They support his fight.
Well, there are people on the right who don't, Joe.
I know.
I know what channel
you're talking about.
I know. I mean, though, Joel, I'm just saying, all of these things that, you know, there's a global recession coming, and Americans need to pull together. Whatever happened to Americans pulling together, Joel, for what's in the best interest of the people of the nation? Shouldn't we be there now? Isn't this the time?
Wasn't that the fight we had when Barack Obama was president, and he was trying to recover from the Bush recession,
right?
And Mitch McConnell and the Republicans were blocking everything he tried to do.
Right.
And they're doing exactly the same thing with Biden. They don't want the pandemic to end right now because Biden is president. And so that's why they're discouraging vaccinations.
They don't want the gas prices. They don't want the gas prices to come down.
No, they don't.
Yeah,
neither do the oil companies.
No. you know, Joe, all of this and where we are and the time and Joe, I don't see again. You know, the only way out is like you said again is the polls. Can you hang with me a little longer? You got to go.
I'm gonna have to go pretty quick.
Okay. So we got to go. I'll let you go. We got to go to a break. But thank you as always, my friend.
I enjoyed the fight too.
All right.
We all got to keep fighting.
Really appreciate it. Talk with you later. All right. Goodbye.